Good morning, Brisbane. This is your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the Queensland government confirmed $6.4 million was spent on the now-scrapped Yabba rebuild proposal. The amount includes a project validation report determining various redevelopment options for the Yabba, the projected scope, costs and risks associated. The government, however, insists the report has provided valuable insight, identifying maintenance and description works required, as well as possible improvements to women's participation and disability access. The LNP proposed making Queensland safer laws in lead-up to the October election. If elected, their first legislative priority is to amend the Youth Justice Act, removing detention as a last resort. LNP leader David Crisafulli says general crime is terrorising communities. Major television and digital campaigns will outline their solutions.
In national news, Sydney's Palm Sunday rally turns into anti-war protests in solidarity of Gazans. As the Australian government refused to call for a ceasefire in Gaza, Sydneysiders gathered to ask why. Australian Republican Movement representative Craig Foster says, "It's vital we raise our voices. Refugees are targets. Nuclear submarine programs, Australia, UK, US, and our subsidization of the UK and US arms industries were also raised at the rally." New study hubs to be built across Australia to increase university enrollment. Education Minister Jason Clare has announced $16 million will be used to build 10 study hubs in Queensland, Victoria, Western and South Australia, where access to education is limited. These hubs provide students living far away from campus an opportunity at getting a degree. Mr. Clare reiterates it not only provides avenue for higher education, but also a chance for mentorship and friendship when the journey becomes isolating.
In international news, France raises its terror alert warning to the highest level following the events in Moscow. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal announced through X on Sunday that his decisions come after the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack in Moscow. Raising the alert to the highest level would allow for exceptional security measures to be put in place, such as increased armed forces patrolling in public areas. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers throughout the day. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of around 22. Fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10.6. That sits in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.